Two? Did you guys figure out who's first?
Hi, my name is Alexis Trischler, and I founded The Scene Project, which is a mental health and invisible illness organization. And yeah.
And you were here to talk about that program. It's all coming back to me. And wow, now you've been honored for it. So people who, they may have been listening then, but a lot of new people are listening now. Could you explain the program again?
Yeah. So back in March of 2024, I founded the Scene Project as a passion project to help myself through a diagnosis of anxiety and depression. And when I was in second grade, I was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease. And as a student growing up, I faced a lot of adversity again from like students and teachers. So I decided to finally do something about it. And since March of 2024, the project has grown to almost 1,000 followers.
Amazing. What difference has it made in your life?
It's made a huge difference in my life. I've had a lot of opportunities opened up to me. I actually have a meeting with a state representative's mental health task force next month to speak on my project and give a presentation.
Excellent. Do the three of you have any questions that you might like to ask of Alexis? I'm curious about mental health in high school in general. Stigma still exists everywhere for mental health, and some might think that it's less so if you're younger because maybe we've normalized discussion of mental health issues. Although part of me says it might be even worse. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like talking about issues of mental health? Are people open? I'm just curious what your thoughts are.
So with the Scene Project, there is a option to share your story completely anonymous. I can post it for others to read, or it can stay private to where it's just you talking about your story. And I feel that my project has really helped me open up more about my mental health. I feel that in the place I am in my life, I feel that I'm in a better spot to talk about it. I feel like I've helped a lot of my family and my friends to feel more open talking about it as well.
Terrific. Any another thought about questions? Sounds good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a great project. I can't believe you're up to 1,000. Well, I can believe.
Yeah.
You've really scaled that up. Now we have Nadana here, and I can't wait to hear about yours. It's the Autism Unity Initiative.
Yeah, so the Autism Unity Initiative was a nonprofit I created along with my app. My app is called Spark, and I created that with CGI and the University of Pittsburgh Autism Center for Excellence. So this program, or like my app, really started out around April, 2 years ago, and I saw how so many kids in my community were becoming nonverbal from the pandemic, and that really sparked an interest for me. So I was in this program called Launch, and it was just like a high school program for women who wanted to go into STEM fields. And I already had like an interest in neuroscience, math, technology, all of that, but I wanted to make an actual impact on the people I cared about. So I went to one of my advisors with the idea of creating an app, thinking it wouldn't really go anywhere, but she connected me to an individual at CGI, and I was able to pitch my idea, and we were able to pursue that pro bono app, and now it's a highly developed prototype. The app is not only for children with autism, but it's just for children in general. Anyone can use it. It maintains like a clear connection between therapists, any professional that's using it, the caregiver or parent, and the child. So it's something that's still being like refined and used, but it's highly developed. And now I've been able to partner with different people around the PA area, along with Pennsylvania Department of Special Education, Penn's Graduate School of Sciences, and just being able to like have an actual impact and keep refining it through feedback.
That's incredible. How can people find out more information?
Yeah, so right now it's not on the App Store yet. Because what we're trying to do is that since the app is completely finished right now, we're actually gaining information from people around Pennsylvania. So I'm working with a couple local therapy centers, and we've already had the app being brought out to some people who are using it right now, and with the child and the caregiver, and all that feedback, they're putting it into a form, into like a Google form, and then we're using that feedback to make the app better.
That's excellent. That's Nandana from South Fayette High School. Just before her, you heard Alexis from Northgate. The SEEN Project, I meant to ask you how people can check it out.
So the SEEN Project is on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, and I also have a blog. It's all at the SEEN Project.
And Shritej talked about a lot of things, the Vet Tech Bar, also Neuralize, talking about Parkinson's, but the Youth Research Initiative is huge. And if you just search on that, you can get more information.
Yeah, definitely. If you just search up the Youth Research Initiative, you can find our website, and that has a lot of information on how you can get involved. And we also have an Instagram page for anyone to check out, where we post a lot of weekly updates on what we're doing, and you can just learn a lot more information that way.
And then finally, Logan with Light the Way. If you search on Logan Ivory at Facebook, you can learn more about what he is doing to comfort people who have experienced loss. And I'm trying to imagine 6 3D printers working at once. And
my room gets pretty hot.
Yeah, I would imagine. So thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Each of these four, along with others, have been honored by Junior Achievement and will be receiving awards at Acrisure Stadium, where the Steelers play on February 4th at a ceremony that will be held there. And it's all made possible by Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
I was raised in a cow town. The Bible Belt had me tied down. I told myself I would leave one day, but then she came along and here I stayed. The stockyard breeze is rolling in. That's the smell of money in the wind. There's hailstorms and tumbleweeds. No wonder there ain't no trees. Out at the Cadillac Ranch, you can paint a caddy with a spray can. It sure ain't the promised land. They bury perfectly good cars in the sand. It's their way to say that you can do.
Cowtown Blues, the Cowtown Blues. I met her at the public pool in the summer after high school. We didn't make any college plans, too busy with these idle hands. She was the preacher's youngest kid, face and a body made for sin, far from the deep blue sea, just her, the devil, and me. One night I got the call, she hung a cross on her bedroom wall, then said she was done with me if I didn't get down on. My baby's in love with Jesus. She'd rather save herself than save us. Oh. There's nothing that you can do about the Cowtown Blues. The Cowtown.
At the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being along with us today. It's been wonderful to have so many guests and to have your company. Coming up, Liam Kars is going to perform. I met Liam, his older sister worked here with us many, many summers ago. Gosh. With the pandemic, keeping time is hard, but I would say probably about 10 years ago. Liam, you were 16 maybe, so that'll help us some, about 10 years or so. Yeah. And I had a chance to meet Liam, and now he's here to play as an adult during our 11 o'clock segment, and we'll be ready to hear from him in just a few moments on this morning's Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Tales and Treats, a Pittsburgh musical theater program where teen students at PMT Conservatory direct, manage, choreograph, market, and present free theater productions for kids. The Tales and Treats production of Bring on the Snow will be held on January 18th at the Gargaro Theater in the West End. More information is available at pittsburghmusicals.com.
Today at Pittsburgh Musical Theater on the West End.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater presents Monday Night Specials, an opportunity for the community to experience one-act performances and stage readings. Prime Stage Theater's production of How I Learned, What I Learned chronicles the life of Pittsburgh playwright August Wilson. It takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side on January 20th. More details are available at primestage.com.
With Lucy Kaplansky. Liam Kars is here to play this morning, and I was really tickled when I saw his name on the roster of guests for this month and specifically for today. As I mentioned a little earlier, you may have heard me say, and Liam and I have since done the math. I met Liam when he was about 17. I remember very clearly his mom was picking up Bretta, his older sister. That was some time ago, about 10 years ago. Today, Liam, among other things, is a songwriter and singer. He's got a parlor guitar here with him today. You'll get to know him, and I'll get to catch up to learn more about what he's up to. But first, we'll hear a song. Here is Liam Karse.
All right. This first one just came out today. It's called Driving Home to You. Against the pain, mind the darkness more than rain. No sunlight seen in several days, itching just to catch some rays. And I'm driving home to you. And I'm driving home to you. Traffic turns out to red, can't tell where the backup ends. Same guitar riff in my head, munching on banana bread. And I'm driving home to you. And I'm driving to get back home. Now here I sit and rack my brain. How can words alone explain all the love I must contain till you're in my arms again? That's really all these songs are for. Proclaim aloud who you adore. You are mine and I am yours, preserved in sound forevermore. And I'm driving home to you. And I'm driving home to you. And I'm driving home to you. And I'm driving home to you.
Liam Karse with the debut of a new song on the radio this morning here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Driving Home to You is its name.
Yeah, that's the title.
And when did you write that?
Probably about a year ago. My family and I went on a trip to D.C. A little trivia, I wasn't actually driving. I was able to write it because I was in the back seat. But just, you know, a song about being in traffic and kind of little observational things.
So I know, as I mentioned, I'd like to just catch up with you.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to describe your evolution as a songwriter, too. Were you writing or playing much when I met you when you were in high school?
No, I think when we met, it was the summer before my senior year, and I only bought a guitar as a result of getting mono at the beginning of my senior year. I had a lot of time to kill. So
that'll do it. Yeah.
I'd never even
probably picked up an instrument when we met, and then within a couple months of owning one, just started writing my own kind of tunes.
Is this the guitar you picked up?
No, that one I actually sold. It was a starter Yamaha, like $100. And yeah, I've cycled through a lot of guitars at this point.
I was curious about the guitar you're playing. I think I'm right in that it's a Parlor size, and I can't tell who makes it.
Yeah, it's Orangewood out of California. You buy them online and they come set up. I couldn't be happier with it. I'm a big Orangewood fan. I have a Martin as well for recording, but this is my primary live guitar.
Yeah, it sounds terrific. So it's one thing to start playing, like you mentioned, having mono and sort of having some forced downtime gave you that chance, but clearly you kept up with it. What drove you to do that?
I don't know. If I had to guess, growing up, I really liked kind of singer-songwriter bands, and a big one for me was the Avett Brothers, and probably a lot of my persona and physical appearance and musical taste and all that was based off those guys, so kind of pining to emulate what they sound like and the songs they were creating, and then kind of falling in love with it through the process of writing and just being able to hear a finished product that you came up with is pretty gratifying.
Those aren't bad role models to choose whatsoever. And their dad has come in a couple times to stand right where you are and play.
Yeah.
He's a great musician, just a terrific individual. Have you recorded much?
Yeah, so I've got a couple albums out on Spotify from 2018, 2019, and then I did a live album in college, I think 2021, and a little EP 2022, and now I have a new album coming out from my girlfriend called An Album for Aubrey. The single today is off that album and should be here in about a month.
Excellent. Now you're competing. Was a big hit song by a group called Bread called Aubrey. You know that song?
Yeah, she was actually named after that song, so I was obligated to learn to play it.
I'm not surprised because I'm not sure I've heard that name outside of that song, but it's nice that you were able to write one for her, too. This is Liam Carse, C-A-R-S-E. We'll talk a bit more about how you can find his music and where you can hear him play, but let's catch another song. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, so I'll do one off the EP. My friend Andrew Alberg and I made this together. We both lived at addresses that started with 117 South, so we just titled the project 117 South. And the cover is a little doodle of my college home, but this was the single off that EP. It's called Lately. Let's go outside to collect every last falling speck of this fragile, fearful sunset. Broken by trees into pieces, cascading steepness to the snowy hollow's reaches. Lately every sentence ends with a question mark. Lately I've been losing pieces of things I took apart. Lately I've been finding out how to finish what I start. Turning days into works of art.
higher, oh. No, I'm not worried about the miles, I can drive them. There's one thing always out of reach, at the top of the sky or the bottom of the sea. Wonder if I'll ever say just what I mean. Cause lately every sentence ends with a question mark. Lately I've been losing pieces of things I took apart. Lately I've been finding out how to speak straight from the heart. Living loose with careful disregard. I want to see the moon rise on the mountains every night left in my life. And I want to be somewhere that there's always someone to lend a light. To find my way on a page, some means that I can measure, a quotable new phrase to elucidate, something fresh that just might last forever.
Liam Carr, so that song really gives us a chance to hear your finger picking, which is wonderful, but also you have a remarkable voice going down low like that. We were talking earlier about your learning to play guitar your senior year of high school. When did you sing, or when did you start to hone your voice?
I think it was about five. My sister and I did church choir on the weekends, and then I believe it was in fourth grade you could do choir at school. So I did that all the way through high school. Shout out to Miss Milovac. She was my teacher. But that was a big foundation for me, even though I didn't know any instruments or even think about learning them. I knew how to read some sheet music and sing with proper technique and stuff, so I've lost some of the technique, but I at least had the foundation in the beginning.
You're going to be at Atria's, I imagine, in the South Hills?
Yeah, McMurray and Peters.
And that will be on February 5th. You can look for Liam there. And you can also find him on Bandcamp, simply Liam Kars. You'll be able to find him there and listen to his music. I don't know if there's any other places you'd recommend people head to.
Yeah, well, the new single's out on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, whatever you use, through a distribution service. So Bandcamp is the more direct source, but any major streaming platform too, Instagram, Facebook, all that.
Excellent. For your instrumental work, self-taught mostly?
Yeah, I took a couple lessons from a woman named Melody Sharp in the beginning. I kind of just to learn sheet music again. And
I know Melody.
You did?
A very memorable name for a music teacher, Melody Sharp, right? Mm. And I didn't realize she taught guitar. That's great.
Yeah, she taught me. We might have had five lessons together, and then everything else from there was just tabs on the internet, you know, Bob Dylan songs and Ava Brothers songs, and just, yeah, C chords and G chords, really.
That's great. You make it seem simpler than I think it is. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Please be careful if you're driving around. We've had a few reports of icy-ish roads. You would know. You've been out more recently than me. Did you see much out there?
It wasn't too bad coming in around 9:30. I don't know about now, but we're fine.
Well, good. I never want to overhype those conditions, but it's good to remember. Yeah. What would you like to do next?
All right, I'll pick it up a bit with this one. Not on an album yet, but they'll all be out in due time. There's a big backlog of songs to work through, but this one is called We Had It. Beside the dogwood, some trivial fight stopped you from phoning a friend. Traveling light, cruising on down the hillside. Then our little joyride swiftly came to an end. Tape and spit might make it click, or at least get where we're going. We'll be all right long as what's deep inside never really ends up showing.
Liam Cars, that song is mournful and hopeful at the same time. It's really well written. It's a little bit of a trite question, but I'm especially curious as I listen to your songs. Tell me a bit about your writing process. You mentioned sitting in the car writing as you were heading to Washington for the first song you did, but is it typically a lyric that comes to you first, or does it vary depending on what you do?
I think it goes both ways. I mean, if I could have my ideal scenario, I'd be sitting down at my laptop come up with a chord progression and then sort of write some poetry over that progression. But it happens the other way around too, like in the car, where I'll write the poem first and then go back and add the chords. So it's really one or the other, kind of, they can be flipped. But I don't know, I've heard a lot of people say, like, oh, a line came to me in the shower or came to me in a dream. Like, I've never had anything like that. Usually I need a subject at hand. But I think a lot of my best stuff comes from being up at night and going on my phone and just typing, like, a quick verse that sounded good. And then maybe the next day getting out the guitar and figuring out a melody and some chords that would go with it.
So the words or line you might come in is the muse for the music that might come afterwards, or maybe a melody or a chord progression will encourage you to write afterwards.
Yeah, either like a theme or having the chords and then kind of just whatever words spill out over the course.
Are you playing on your own primarily, or do you have like when you're going to be at Atria's in McMurray on the 5th of February, is that just you, or?
Yeah, it's all solo gigs for now. I, you know, collaborated a bit in college at bars and stuff, and had a drummer and a banjo player and a tambourine guy, and, you know, have kind of filtered through some groups, but right now it's just one man acoustic, some covers, some originals, that kind of thing.
And just clarifying that, because people always want to know, and it's actually refreshing to know you'll be playing that way when you get out. You mentioned, where did you go to college?
I went to the University of South Carolina, Columbia.
Okay, I've been to Columbia. Actually, I've been to the university there, not for long, but I remember quite clearly spending some time there and thinking, I like this climate. That was one of the things. What did you study?
So I went for what's called media arts. It's kind of like film and graphic design, and then wrapped that up a little early, so I did an advertising bachelor's as well.
Excellent. That serves you well in so many different ways. Now, did you pick up, you do have a little bit of the Southern accent, ever so slightly. Did that come from South Carolina?
No, I think I just have sort of a bad habit of, like, dropping G's off of words. And might be more of, like, a Pittsburgh twang. But when I got to school, my friend said I sounded like a Yankee. So to him, I had an accent.
Whoa,
but,
yeah. It's funny. Yeah, I remember quite clearly spending time there, and I think that might have been said of me too. Liam Kars is who you are listening to this morning, and what would you like to do next?
I'll do a little ballad after that, kind of upbeat one. It's another tune off of an album for Aubrey. This will be the next single, maybe another Friday, the Friday after that, so keep an eye out. But this song's called Everything to Me. She is everything to me, and I don't know if she knows. Everything to me, and it's about time I let it show. Found myself in early stages, thought it best to take things slow, but now I know I can't contain it, for my love it only grows. I've needed her for longer than I am willing to admit. She is my everything, and without her that'd be it. Mm-hmm.
everything to me, and I've never been more sure. The adoration here is mutual and could last forevermore. We both take pride in being humble, but I won't hesitate to say, in this world so rough and tumble, I'd have her back now any day. And I can't take it any longer, and I just want to admit, she is my everything, and without her, that'd be it. And I can't take it any longer, and I just want to admit, she is my everything, and without her, that'd be it.
That's a winner. That's a nice song. Liam Cars. Liam played that during our sound check, and I said, who wrote that? I was trying to remember, because I thought I'd heard it before, and Liam said, I did. And I now know what song it reminded me of, which is nothing like that song. There's no lyric. There's a song that our friend Todd Burge does. He is a singer-songwriter from Parkersburg, West Virginia, and he does a song called She Looks Up to Me Because She Has To. And it's nothing like the song at all, other than it's sweet and genuine and clear. It's interesting, other than having the word she's at the beginning, or she, that's it. But That's a great song, and that's on the Aubrey album, you said?
Yeah, so that should be out either this upcoming Friday or the next, but Everything to Me.
That's a beautiful song. That is the kind of song you could feature at a wedding, or I could hear somebody choosing to make a big hit out of that if they wanted to.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much.
It's a very nice song. You're listening to Liam Cars here at the Saturday Light Brigade. There's time. He's going to do two more, I believe. And in a second or two, we'll find out what the next one is going to be. I'm glad you're tuned in today.
Yeah, this one's called Work Night. So the upcoming album, an album for Aubrey, been sitting on for a while, but there's another thematic album after that called Entering the Workforce. So give it a couple months. This will be on there. Probably a single. We'll see how I feel about it come February or March. But this song is called Work Night. It's a work night, but you're still messed up. Watch the daring cowboy push his luck. It's a work night, but you're feeling fine. Betting anyone who listens, you can walk a straight line. Maybe it's time to head home. Only drink so much for you start to roam. Maybe hitch a ride from a friend. Need a shoulder to cry on every now and then. Hello. don't despair. These things happen. We've all been there. It's a work night, but you're still messed up. Watch the sunrise pink from the bed of a truck. It's a work night, you know, worse for wear. A new one, sure, the boss is gonna tear. Maybe it's time to head home, get a nice cold shower, eat some chicken off a bone. Maybe make a call to a friend. Did this once before, don't want to scare him again. Hello? In there. Put on your jacket. Comb your hair. Hello? Don't despair. These things happen. We've all been there.
Lamb Cars. And I hope you'll consider following him. Look for him wherever you look for music. Simply search on his name, Liam, L-I-A-M, the usual Liam, and Cars, C-A-R-S-E. It's been a lot of fun to have you here this morning. There's one more song Liam's going to play. Is there anything you had hoped to mention that you didn't get a chance to?
No, just Liam Cars, Spotify, Apple Music. I always tell people Liam is male spelled backward and Cars is Cars with an E. So if you're having trouble remembering, Liam, Cars with an E, should be on literally any streaming site, even if you use kind of niche ones. It should be out there. Plenty of new songs coming this year.
Excellent. What's the last one you're going to do?
This last one's called Complaint for Father Time.
Interesting title. Makes you want to make sure you listen. Liam, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thank
today.
You so much for having me.
Here he is again.
Deep in my shoulder with words and light. promises I told her. Who needs a point to life? The point you're always getting older. Feels like Father Time don't owe me an explanation. I hit the lottery, my whole life's been a vacation. I've been fat and drunk and happy, seen most of this great nation. Don't matter if it's happenstance or the ism of creation. Sometimes I feel like shouting, get the hell out of your head. You'll have thinking time in heaven. No worries, 'cause you didn't take a look around you. Focus on the moment. You only get to live it once, and then it's gone for certain. Tear up the whole thing, start all over. Quit all your moping, feel the chip deep in your shoulder with words and light. Promises you told her. Who needs a point to life? The point you're always getting older.
Thank you for being with us today.
I never thought that I would ever feel this way. Your tiny hand would press to mine as we would spin circles round the day. Each day would seem to hold a promise bathed in light. And when the evening brings its shadows home, you sleep without a fight. What goes through your mind? I'm looking for a sign, for common ground where we can share the things that fill our time. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot. So fast I cannot match the pace. Your spirit flowing deep within you leaves a smile, a wonder on your face. I can't remember how it was before you came. Tiny footsteps in the hall can sound like cracks of thunder in the rain. What goes through your mind? I'm looking for a sign, for common ground where we can share the things that fill our time.
It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot. You bring a gift of life to us that feels so grand. I know these moments, they will pass before I hold them in my hand. My window lets me look out on the summer rain. Will you remember of this day gone by? Simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot. The river carries us into tomorrow's day. People on the shore, they wave us on our way as we wind our way back home. The journey that you follow will be yours alone. May many years be yours to travel as you simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot.
Jorma Kaukonen, I'm glad we had a chance to play that song, and I'm glad that we had guests today from the Prime Stage.
Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn that fill our time. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile
Kaukonen, I'm glad we had a chance to play that song, and I'm glad that we had guests today from the Prime Stage Annual Drama Awards Program and Junior Achievements of Western Pennsylvania's 18 Under 18 Program, and Liam Kars. Also, Brian Junker here earlier. Ty Trosky books our program. Thanks to Chad Green, technical director.
For listening to Tube City Online Radio.
Engineering today, Robert Gray is our director of operations. Deanna Beringer, director of programs. Youth Media Center Manager Joseph Kukula did double duty today, producing the program. Chris Anderson, Alexa Bosick, and Ben Rakowski are on our education team. Ricky Berger, executive producer. We'll meet you here again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
The microphone at bugle call. Did you see how Eric O'Brien just burst in there and interrupted? That didn't seem, was not very nice, was it? I'm Jay Thurber, and I'm hearing bells. Must mean that it's 12 o'clock here in McKeesport. You're tuned to what are you tuned to? 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. And what did I tell you? It is 12 o'clock. Get us through this weekend. Big day Monday. Oh, yeah. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon, a doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your gum loudly crash, the Chedwood Hits Group Workology, Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the moon.